Now, line 5. Obtaining protection money is not a modern crime. Obtaining means getting, gaining, huh? 那么获取保护费已经不再是一个现在的犯罪活动了。As long ago as the 14th century, as long ago as, 追溯回到14世纪。这是一个比较书面化的用语，或者我们换为第三课所学的一个短语形式 ,date back, 当然这里显然需要用的是现在分词。Dating back to the 14th century. Okay, still remember the word? Dating back to. 同学们还记得这个动词短语吧? Date back to. Or date from. Now let's practice the case structure as long ago as. 我认识简要追溯回到1980年了。I knew Jean.As long ago as the year 1980. I knew Jean as long ago as the year 1980. 另一个名是 John Hawkwood made the remarkable discovery that people would rather pay large sum money than have their life work destroyed by gangsters.I should say, John Hawkwood's discovery was quite remarkable. 那么他所做出的一个发现确实是不同寻常。Make the remarkable discovery, 做出不同寻常的发现。What was his discovery? 那么他的一个重大发现是什么呢? People would rather pay large sum money in return for protection than...have their life work destroyed by gangsters. 那是人们宁愿付大笔不大笔的费用获取所谓的保护，而不愿意自己毕生的事业毁于一旦，而不愿意自己毕生的事业毁在歹徒的手里。在这个表达方式当中，请同学们注意，宁愿而不，would rather than. Would rather 要和动词原形搭配，那么比较连词 than.后面的内容也应该采用动词原形。For example, he would rather die than surrender. He would rather die than surrender. 他宁愿死也不愿意投降。I'd rather play tennis than swim. I'd rather play tennis than swim. 我宁愿打网球也不愿游泳。那么这个句型结构相当于我们前几课所学的 would prefer to do than do， 但是运用 prefer 一定要注意 prefer to do than do， 注意比较连词 than 后面内容也应该是采用动词原形，或者运用 prefer 的第二种结构 would prefer doing to doing。 那么在这个句型结构当中 to 是介词，所以其后要和动名词形式搭配。我们来套用，他宁愿死也不愿意投降。He would prefer to die than surrender. 或表达为 He would prefer dying to surrendering. OK? 那么在正式的书面用语当中，我们最好选择 would rather do than do. Would rather 又可以替换为 would sooner. S-O-O-N-E-R.但如若 rather 和 sooner 和 that 宾语从句搭配，在 that 所引导的宾语从句当中必须使用动词的过去式表达一种虚拟的口吻。 For example, I would rather that you were not here. 我宁愿你现在不在这儿。 But in fact, you are here now. 但显然与事实情况不相符合，你现在是在这儿的。我宁愿我没有见到你。I would rather that I didn't see you. 那么说明我现在已经见到你了。要采用动词的过去式。他宁愿没有听到这个消息。He would rather that he bidden to hear the news. 毕生的事业 life work. 那么在本句当中我们强调毕生的事业遭到歹徒的破坏 have their life work destroyed by gangsters. 那么我们如果表达想找人把这棵树砍掉 I want to have the tree cut down. 那么你的侧重点在于树被砍伐掉而不是找谁来做这事儿。所以我们用句型结构 have something done. 600 years ago, Sir John Hawkwood arrived in Italy with a band of soldiers. 那么他呢600多年前就来到了意大利带着他的一伙士兵 a band of soldiers.And settled near Florence. Settled, 定居下来，定居在佛罗伦萨附近了。He soon made a name for himself. Made a name for himself means become famous. 他很快就出了名。He soon became famous. Now make a sentence. 很快，作为流行歌手，他们就出了名。They soon made quite a name for themselves as pop singers. They soon made quite a name for themselves as pop singers. Do you want to make a name for yourself? 你想出名吗? I say, do you want to become famous? And came to be known to the Italians as Giovanni Agde. 那么这个意大利人呢都把它称作为 Giovanni Agde. Come to. 无论是 come to 还是 get to, 它是侧重强调渐渐的。Come to be known, 那么渐渐的被人所熟知。我渐渐的被同学们所熟悉。I come to be known to my students. 我渐渐的认识了他。I got to know him.Whenever the Italian city-states were at war with each other, whenever, 无论什么时候，只要意大利的城邦彼此在互相交战 ,at war, 交战,作战,与某人交战 ,at war, with. Hawkwood used to hire his soldiers to princes who were willing to pay the high price he demanded. Why? Because the princes needed soldiers urgently.那么为什么是如此呢？那么因为这些君主们作战的时候需要众多的士兵、众多的人手。Hawkwood used to hire his soldiers out to princes. 在这个 hire 表示出租，那么 Hawkwood 就把他的手下的士兵租给这些君主们。Who were willing to pay? Who 指代 princes? Were willing to pay the high price.He demanded, let's say, Hawkwood demanded. 那么无论 Hawkwood 要多少钱，那么这些君主们总是愿意出这个价格，所以付高昂的费用。So we know the princes in Italian city-states would like to pay large sums of money to hire soldiers from Hawkwood. In this way,Hawkwood could earn a lot of money. 那么通过这种方式 Hawkwood 就可以赚很多钱了。In times of peace, in times of 在什么期间？那么在和平期间 When business was bad, 那么生意很糟糕了，很差了。Why? Because the princes in the Italian city-states didn't have to hire soldiers from Hawkwood. 因为意大利驻城邦的君主们不必要跟 Hawkwood 租用士兵。Hawkwood and his men would march into a city state, 那么就会浩浩荡荡开进城邦 ,march into 大踏步行进。After burning down a few farms, burn down 烧毁，那么烧毁一座农庄之后 ,would offer to go away if protection money was paid to him.Would offer to go away, say, would promise to go away. 那么他许诺要走人，如果这个保护会马上付给他的话。Would offer to do means would promise to do. Burn down, 烧毁，那么烧光 burn up. 如何运用 burn out? 大家是否清楚 ?Burn out 表示烧空。这个房子已经被烧空了，只剩下了墙壁。The house was burnt out, only walls left. How could you make a large sum of money in this way? In spite of this, 尽管如此 the Italians regarded him as a sort of hero. We know. How could earned his Italian name Giovanni Ogdu through his sharp practice.Of selling his protection. 那么大家知道，那么Hawkwood获得他的意大利名字 Giovanni Ogdu 主要是通过他出售保护费的这件事情。I should say, people in different countries have different opinion. 那么不同国家的人们有不同的看法。The Italians regarded him as a sort of hero. 意大利人们依旧把他看作是一种英雄。I don't think you regard him as a hero. 我想你不会把他看作是英雄的。He was a gangster. When he died at the age of 80, 那么在高龄80岁的时候他去世了。The Florentines gave him a state funeral. Give somebody a state funeral, 给某人举行于国葬。And had a picture painted, 还找人画了一幅画像。Have something done, 就是 which was dedicated to the memory of the most valiant soldier and the most notable leader, Signor Giovanni Ogdu. Signor, 意大利语先生啊 ,Mr. Which, 在本课指代 picture. So we know, the picture was dedicated to Giovanni Ogdu. 那么这幅画像是被提献给 Giovanni Ogdu 的。那么的目的是干什么呢 To the memory of him 就是要纪念他 In honor of him 注意这个重点句式结构 Be dedicated to the memory of somebody 那么为他画像以纪念这位英勇无比杰出的领袖这样 Giovanni Ogdu 先生 Valiant 他的最高级形式 The most valiant最高贵的 the most notable. You'd better recite the text. It is really wonderful, particularly the key structures. 那么这一课请大家务必要背熟我们这句这个篇课文重点突出的就是优秀的句子结构。